Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to a brand new episode of Pop Off. This week we're getting stuck into celebrity dating stories. And there's a whole lot to get through. A Love Island winning couple are back together.
Taylor Swift has called off her 6-year relationship.
And Maya Jama is rumoured to have a new boyfriend.
Plus, the Kardashians have been busy this week. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Pop Off podcast. I'm back here with Lewis.
Hello.
After a lovely Easter weekend. Are you tired, Lewis?
I'm very tired.
Oh, bless you.
Last episode, we decided to announce that who celebrates Easter. Well, apparently I fucking celebrate Easter now because I took it very literally and seriously, and I've had about 8 hours sleep over the entire weekend. But you know, I'm a trooper. I'm here.
Yeah, well done.
And I address everybody in the comments who was like, we posted a TikTok basically saying that we didn't know what Easter was.
Wait, guys, please don't listen to him.
I don't represent all the of us. We posted a TikTok saying all that stuff, and everybody was like, well, it's for this, like, how stupid can you be? We obviously know what the fuck Easter is. I just didn't realize that people took it very seriously and was like, well, I'm going to my family estate for a goose dinner this Sunday afternoon.
Literally.
I was like, when? You did not do that last year, so like, when has this become a family tradition?
I know, I wasn't referring to my non-existent holy Christian friends. I was referring to the people that I usually get fucked up with holiday weekend, and now they're going away to celebrate the Easter Bunny.
So yeah, fuck the Easter Bunny. What did you do this weekend?
This weekend, I went out one day, and then I actually kind of stayed in.
You only did one day?
Yeah, no, I went out on like a Thursday, and then I got fucked up. And then I went out Sunday, and then I got stopped in the street and told.
Oh my God.
And someone was like to me, I know you're from Croatia 2017. And I was like, what? And then the video kind of like, I managed to video it all. And they had the person had a video of me like just sleeping on someone. And I actually look really pretty.
You do. The video is a gorgeous video. It looks like something from a campaign.
I swear. Yeah. That was like probably my first like holiday like with friends, like festival holiday. And I, if you've been to Croatia Hideout, you know it's not a polite little festival. It ain't no Easter Bunny shit. Like I got fucked up. So then when he was like, oh, I'm about to show something shabox right now, which basically means like fucked, yeah, I was thinking, shit, like what is it? Like it could be anything. But it was only me sleeping nice and pretty. So yeah, I wasn't that mad.
My brain would never go in that situation to start recording myself.
Like you're, no, but that like, wasn't him though in the video.
No, but I mean like you, if someone stopped me in a white van and was like, I know you, I wouldn't think, oh, let me film this. Like you're really good with that. Like being like, oh, let me, like.
My brain was just, no, because I think I was actually like doing a TikTok down the road or something.
Oh.
Yeah, and then like someone was like, they were banging on the window. So I was like, oh, let me start a new TikTok and da 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 da. And then yeah, that was it really. But yeah, my Easter weekend was it was okay. I did not get one fucking egg though. Do you remember back in the day when you used to get like, I used to get eggs?
I think this is, and then I called my mum. Basically, I went to Manchester for the weekend because my parents were on holiday, and I had to drive back and I was so tired and I was just crying the whole journey because I just didn't want to be in a car right now. And then I was like, I'm going to call my mum for some sympathy because they just got, I thought she'll feel so bad for me, like, it's been bank holiday, like they've been on holiday and they've not like taken me, like they're gonna feel so sad for me, especially when I say I'm crying. I was like, oh my God, I got in the car and I started crying because I had to drive 2 hours. And my mum went, you started crying? And she was like, grow up. And I was like, all right, I'm not getting the sympathy then. And then I was like, yeah, I haven't had an Easter egg all weekend. She was like, well, neither have I. I was like, well, you're my mother. It's not my responsibility to get you Easter
eggs. When does that even start anyways? It being in your responsibility?
Never.
You know how you're like, you're kind of from Scotland, right? Or you are from Scotland. Okay, so did you ever used to do this thing? Because I used to go every Easter, I used to go to my granddad's and like he lives in Scotland and we used to throw like roll boiled eggs down a hill.
Maybe.
We used to paint them and roll them down the hill.
Oh, yeah,
just
no,
a weird
tradition
that we used to do in Scotland.
I think that's all of the UK, though.
Really? I thought it was just Scottish. I thought we were special.
I think so. The weirdest thing that I did is we had a turnip competition, and you had to design like a turnip about like a thing. I think it was for the farmer's harvest. And you had and you had to design like the turnip as in like in like a, so for example, I won one year, I think it was in like year four, I did like Hell's Kitchen, and the turnip was like on loo roll, which was like the apron, and like I made a Gordon Ramsay like all on a set like in a kitchen, but it got, then it turned into like a really competitive thing, and like the mums just basically did it all for the kids because they got really competitive, and then I think the school cancelled it because like, this is ridiculous,
yummy mummy stuff
literally. There is something in the water this week when it comes to the celebrity dating world, because every day there's been a tweet or a TikTok I've seen about this person's broken up, this person's in a new relationship, this person's engaged, all this stuff. And I'm convinced it's the April theory, which I've seen on TikTok, which is apparently that in April, it is the time of new eras, old eras coming to an end, new eras starting, the weather starts to get better, you have like a new lease of life, you get like a new idea about who you want to be and reinvent yourself because you've been miserable for the past 3 months. And a lot of that plays into your relationships. So friendships end, friendships start, which is true. I've had a new friendship this month, actually. Yeah.
That's nice.
Relationships end because you're like, this is what's not working for me. Relationships start. Things.
I'm going to start cutting everyone off after I get out of here.
It is. It's an April thing. Well, you have half a month left, so get cracking.
Okay.
but I think that this is why there's so much. So this month, let's start with Maya Jama and Leonardo DiCaprio. They were rumored to be dating before, and I think they got paparazzied in outside a club in America or something. And then Maya addressed the rumors because she was wearing a necklace that said, I don't know if you saw this, she's wearing a necklace that said Leo.
Yeah.
And like Daily Mail were like, whoa, like it's ramping up. And she was like, I wasn't going to fucking address this, but she was like, this is my star sign necklace.
Like
leave me alone. I am not dating this man.
Anyways, Maya Jama is way too old for Leonardo DiCaprio.
And hot. Like, I don't think that I'm sorry. You can't go from Stormzy and that other guy that she was dating to then Leonardo DiCaprio. What was the other guy she was dating?
Ben Simmons. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, like those two are like young, hot, like eligible bachelors.
Stormzy's not hot.
I think Stormzy's hot. I don't think he's unreal, but I think he's hot.
I think Leonardo, apart from him being a bit of a pedo, I do think he's like...
It's right now.
Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What?
It's hot.
Yeah, I think he's right.
In this day and age?
Yeah.
In the current state of affairs of what he looks like?
Yeah, like, I don't think, like, but not that I'll date him, but, like, I don't think that like, he's, like, bad looking. I kind of think,
like someone that would shout at you at Shoreditch High Street Station at 4 a.m. on a Saturday night with a bottle of wine in a paper bag right now. I don't think he's hot, literally.
No, he's not that bad. No, but do you know what I find funny about all of this, right? Is, like, Shadeborough are the worst of this year. They love to start spreading rumours, Shadeborough, yeah? After they still got shut down for still being bad man to people.
I want to know how much they pay someone on Instagram to get their account back every time. Because if you have... I have had friends before who've had their Instagram accounts deleted and it's a wrap. Like, you aren't getting that back because they just do not care. Shadeborough must be paying someone to get their accounts back because the amount of times that they've gone, Instagram must just be like, fuck off now.
Yeah, no, for real.
Anyway, carry on.
No, sorry. They love to start spreading a rumour. Like, they're just as bad as the Daily Mail. But at least the Daily Mail, they'll start spreading a rumour, but they will never then address the rumour that they started spreading. Shadeborough will start a rumour. So, for example, about Leonardo DiCaprio and Maya Jama. And then they'll post it, get everyone talking about it, and be like, actually, guys, this rumour is not true. And everyone's like, bro, you are the one that started fucking spreading it. No one even heard about it before.
My favourite one was, I saw one last week on Shadeborough, and it was from this season's Love Island. Like, Zara posted a TikTok being like, I can take your man if I want to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were like, if you didn't know, like, behind the scenes, Tanya and Shaq have been having arguments and Zara knows about this and she's saying this to attack Tanya. And both Zara and Tanya commented being like, we're literally really good friends. And like, what are you on about? And they were like, residents, people who have been saying this, you're in the wrong. It's like, no one was saying this. You're the only ones who were saying
literally.
This.
And it's so funny because I just feel like bots just, I know it's women. women behind, like the way that they type stuff, I just know that it's like women behind.
Really? Do you think it's, no, yeah. Because think of that quote, the quote that's like, think of the messiest person you know, it's a man, isn't it?
Wait.
Have you never seen that before?
No.
It's like a quote being like, anytime like a man is being messy, everyone's like, think of the messiest person you know, it's always going to be a man. I think it's like some man who's just so far in everyone else's business and it would get exposed and it's literally just like, someone like, I don't know, it's not a woman in my head.
Really?
It's
just the way that they type and I feel like the way that they gossip is just female, but then I feel like the women that, like, it's women that first started it, but obviously they probably got like a fat team now, but I want it to be a reveal. I need a face reveal. Please post your faces on Shade Barra.
Imagine applying for a job at Shade Barra, because people do.
No, they would, yeah. Internship.
Do you think it's on LinkedIn?
Maybe. She's part of Anna after. So in other dating news, Millie Bobby Brown, who I still thought was 13 years old, is engaged to Jake Bon Jovi, who is the son of...
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi! Yay! And she is only 19 and he's 20. But, you know, because they're not Nepo babies, but they are like celebrities, they grow at a different rate. Like, whether you're a Nepo baby or just a celebrity child, like, you grow at a different rate to, like, whether it's delayed or, like, really quickly, like, I feel like she's probably like way more mature than I am.
Yeah, no, 100%. And also her family's like messed up, but
really?
Like not like, so basically I don't know if like this is it that messed up is like, I don't know if it's the right word, but none of her family have worked their whole life. They've just lived off her, like,
really?
her parents, and like since she was literally like 10 years old, like,
no, that is,
she's been put into like adverts and then she's got Stranger Things and all that stuff, and they've never like worked, they've just like used her money. And it's really strange because she's been in relationships with, when she was 16 she was in a relationship with a 24 year old, and her and her parents were fine with it, like her like, and then this man was like, he would, oh my God, it was so messy. Like, he went on Instagram Live and was like, he was like a really normal guy, I'm pretty sure. He was like a normal American. He wasn't famous or anything. Mm. And then when the relationship ended, he went on live and was like speaking about like the type of sex they would have and all this stuff. And everybody was like, how, like, are her parents okay with this? Like, there's literally like pictures of him and Millie Bobby Brown and the parents.
That's so wrong.
So she, I can imagine, has had to grow up very quickly,
yeah,
if you've been the only person to support your family since you were like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah, she is definitely a big business. Woman, though, she has her own like beauty, what's it called, like lavender or something. What's it called?
Florence by Mills.
Oh, cute. No, but I was always kind of fascinated by her because she was so young, but like, she just used to make me laugh. Like, you know her, like, when they used to do interviews with like the Stranger Things and stuff like that, like, she's just like one of those, you know, like British people that go to America and are proper gassed about being British in America.
Yeah.
Same vice versa, kind of. But whenever they would do interviews, like, she would be the one that would just like cut everyone off. And there would just always be like really funny memes about her.
Have you seen the one of her when she's like, she says she's a flat earther?
No.
Oh my God, wait, let me find that. I literally just liked it on TikTok this morning. And she just starts singing Drake straight after. She's like 14 years old on Instagram Live, wait.
And also, like, everyone's saying that Jake would be shaking in his boots. But I can't really even remember this whole nonsense with Drake as well, about how Drake was...
Oh, I think it was something like...
People just started instigating, didn't they? Because they love to instigate with my light skin king.
Drake was with Georgia Smith, I want to say, when she was 16, and he was like 20-something. So everybody was always been a bit like... I think everyone's always said Drake's been a bit weird. And then he started following... And then Millie Bobby Brown posted screenshots of them having like text conversations when she was like 14. But like in like a...
It's a supportive way, wasn't it?
Yeah. But everybody was just like, oh, Drake's back again.
Interesting. Oh, wait, we're going to insert the video.
Oh, yeah, I need to find it.
All right. I just want to see it so I can like laugh right now because this girl's funny.
Guys, you don't even know. You don't even know. I think I am a... What do they call it? I think they call it a flat earther. Anyway. Yeah. Are we riding? Say you'll never ever leave from beside me.
She's got some funny memes out there.
Oh, and she's got, you may say I'm a dreamer. You know the TikTok audio? It's like, ooh, you may say.
No.
Do you live under a rock?
Yeah, I think so sometimes. Sometimes I don't think I'm as Gen Z as you.
Yeah, maybe.
You may say
You just sung it so bad, that's why.
Bitch! You may say. Anyway, I hope Millie Bobby Brown has a fantastic relationship. She deserves it. And they seem quite cute. If you go on his Instagram, he like posts her all the time. And like, he's of the same age. He's of like generational wealth. He's not using her for her money. Like,
good on them.
And it just keeps going. Apparently, Liam and Millie, winners of Love Island from 2020, 2021. I can't even remember what. 2021, because 2020 was lockdown. Are back together. They were together for a year and then they broke up for a couple months. No, like 9 months-ish.
Oh, yeah.
And now, allegedly, they spent Easter weekend together and are back together.
Maybe they're just having a bang. I would if I was Millie.
maybe that's not very holy of them. Maybe they're on the same page as us.
Yeah, true that. Just celebrating the Easter Bunny
with a bang. I apparently he cheated on her when they broke up. I don't really know. People get too
when
involved.
They broke up.
I mean, before that's before why they broke up.
Okay.
People get too involved in Love Island's relationship. I'm sorry. Once you're off that show and you're not on ITV2 anymore, you are not famous to me. I am not keeping up with you in the state of like.
Current affairs.
Did you see? Because I saw a TikTok and it was like, Millie posted that she's in traffic on Bank Holiday Monday and the car, if you look in the back, it's the same car as Liam's. I'm like,
too much time.
A fucking Kardashian. This is not. We do not need to be doing like Inspector Gadget zooming in on the back of Instagram stories. They're back together. Maybe. Or they could just be having a bang on Easter Bank Holiday Monday.
Well, if it was a bang, then I hope it went off with a big banging.
And finally, Taylor Swift also broke up with her partner Joe Alwyn after 6 years. Sorry, 6 years is a long time. I'd be pissed off. I think 6 years at that point, I'm just biting my tongue and trying to get through
that. No, this is what makes me scared because I just think I'm going to be with my man forever. But then, like, people just break up.
6 years. 6 years, in a way, I think is worse than like 20 years.
Yeah, because at least 20 years, like, you've done it. Do you know what I mean?
And you got something out of it.
Yeah.
You probably had kids.
Yeah.
You probably bought a house together.
And so how many of those 6 years were you, like, thinking, fuck, like, I wish I wasn't with you? How many, I know you hate the word ick, but how long did you have the ick for?
And you must have been, like, so many times, like, I'm going to break up with him. And then be like, no, I shouldn't. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like 6 years, it's giving like, oh, I kind of haven't liked you for a while, but I've been too scared to break up because I'm like at the age where I shouldn't be breaking up with someone.
But then again, I just think like 20 years is more like old fashioned because like people are just more forced to, like the old people are more forced to stay in like a relationship. So 6 years now is just like the old 20 years. And I don't really have an issue with that because like... What was the reasons why these two broke up anyways? Because
apparently he couldn't handle the amount of fame she had.
It's fucking Taylor Swift though.
In it. But I feel like she has gotten more famous recently. I feel like...
Well, after her... Oh, itch in my ear. After the...
I thought you were singing one of her songs like after her, like, and I was like, what is that song?
After her concert?
No, just like in the past year or two, I feel like she's like really famous. Like I didn't realise how many Taylor Swift fans there were. And like 6 years, like when she released like Bad Blood, I was like, she's quite famous, but she's not like the most famous person in the world.
I always thought she was famous from like when Kanye West got up on stage and was like, this award should be for... Beyonce, because that is like one of the most popular pop culture moments in history.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, she, obviously she is famous, but
yeah, no, I know what you mean. Like she's been pop locking and dropping.
Yeah. So maybe he just got maybe his fragile masculinity was his ego was bruised because she was more famous and he's an actor and he maybe wasn't as famous and he
well I mean as I said on the as I said on the last TikTok can we start getting celebrities on TikTok can celebrities start getting on TikTok and start like posting up just like a little heart to heart, you know, just put up the camera, like, you know, all these Love Islanders do it. We actually don't give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
We want to know about Taylor Swift so we can talk about it in our podcast. Because what is the reason?
A notes app.
Yeah.
Insta story at least.
At least.
The minimum.
Or just a black screen even. I don't mind.
Well, remember when like YouTube couples used to do like sit down, break up videos?
Oh my God, yes. How intense.
Bring that back.
Did you ever do that?
On Taylor Swift Vivo. Did I ever do that? A breakup video?
What's like one of the one videos on YouTube that like you're like, nah.
What do you mean? Like, oh, I want to delete.
Yeah. Everyone goes such up.
No, there's loads, but I don't really delete any of them because I'm just like, it's kind of funny having them up.
Yeah, I get you.
And like, I don't know, like I have so many singing videos when I was like 15.
Oh shit. Yeah. I remember before we started doing this, actually before we were friends, I think I remember someone posting.
Oh yeah. Someone posted one of them on TikTok and I was just like, right.
Yeah. Bring this back up again.
Anyway, we'll be right back. Brack. God, guys. Can you tell it's after Easter Monday? We'll be right back after the break to discuss all the Kardashian drama. We've had a few weeks off from them, but they're back.
Again.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pop Off. After a few weeks of not talking about this family, we are back and we're better.
You should get the orange soda. It's amazing.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we're talking about the Kardashians. So apparently Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet are rumored to be dating. And this is since Paris Fashion Week. And I can't even remember when that was, to be honest, because my brain is a bit jumbled up. But I know that it wasn't that recent.
Yeah, it was quite recent. Like a month.
I mean, yeah, a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's about like a month or so ago. And obviously, Kylie Jenner, I mean, I guess she uses Travis Scott as a sperm donor and like the dad to just like have the babies. I mean, it makes sense just to have like the babies from the same dad, right?
Yeah.
But then obviously she's dating Timothy Chalamet. That's actually quite interesting because I really fancy Timothy Chalamet at one point.
But I don't think he'd be able to handle like all of Kylie.
Yeah, he
like
is slim though.
BBL bum. Yeah. Like, she's a voluptuous lady.
Yeah.
I feel like...
She just has to pick her up in the bedroom.
But then have you seen those pictures of Timothy Chalamet on a in like a pool, like shagging? And it's like a paparazzi picture.
Shagging?
Yeah, wait. Oh, wait, I've got...
No.
Timothy Chalamet shagging in a pool. My Google search history.
Who is that?
Some model. But he seems quite freaky.
Yeah.
Freaky deaky. I don't actively find him unattractive. He's just like, I don't know, like a man. Like he's just so like nondescript to me. Like if I was to draw someone, and I'm really bad at drawing, I feel like I could draw him.
I feel like he's like from a Tim Burton film.
Yeah, yes, very much that. But like I look at him, I'm like, you look really easy to draw. Like
He's got a very structured face. I do think he's very interesting looking though. Like there's no one, I don't know anyone that looks like him.
Yeah, he's more model looking than like traditionally hot looking, I'll give him that. But I don't really see these two speaking. I can't think what they would speak about. I can't imagine him hanging out with her. I can't imagine.
I feel like this is all hearsay.
Yeah.
Hearsay.
We were shade in shade burr at the start of the episode for starting River.
Yeah,
and
now
we'll
here
be
we
here
are.
Next one being like, Kylie Jenner and Michelle are not dating, whichever fucking idiot said that. But also, people were saying that like how they're all now trading in their boyfriends for like skinny white men, like Pete Davidson and Travis Barker, now Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Like their tastes are changing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Apart from Chloe, you can't leave that man alone.
Oh, God.
Our poor gal, Chloe.
He's like morphing into a British gal.
Oh, yeah. After Kim Kardashian was spotted at a pub, which, by the way, I have an update for that. That pub was in Southeast London. And
where?
I don't know where. But one of my friend's friends' boyfriend.
dog's cat.
Was in the pub and Kim bought a pint for everyone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was in Carnaby Street.
Apparently it was in South East London.
And I don't, go on, South East London, SE15.
And I feel like it would be true because, like, I know when from me saying it, it's like a friend of a friend's boyfriend, but it's actually only my friend's best friend's boyfriend. So it's
no,
like actually,
you.
It sounds long. But
when you're standing all together, it's not that big.
When we're standing in a line and Kim K's at the end of the line, like, you'll believe us. But yeah, after Kim K was at a pub having a baby Guinness, Khloe Kardashian has now posted on Instagram in like a living room, which it's giving like live, love, laugh, crushed velvet.
Whose house? Was it at Olivia Pearson's house?
I don't know. I think it was in the UK. And I don't know if this is correct. I could be being fake here. But you know those like door stoppers that people have, at, like schools have?
Oh, so the ones at the
top?
To
stop a door slamming. Yeah, I don't think they have that in America. It seems like a British thing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that Americans would have that.
I feel like they don't have the health and safety measures that we do.
Yeah. And it's very like school or like public toilet or like that kind of thing. And I'm sorry, I think I've got a theory which they're either planning on launching something in the UK or doing something weird, because Khloe would never post on Instagram a picture like that bad quality.
Khloe? Yeah, she would. In my opinion. Khloe is like the one that is just like, I feel like she's just the most unpolished out of them all.
On like a disgusting wallpaper with just slightly in the corner of a picture. Like, she didn't even crop out the doorstopper thing.
No, I feel you. It was giving B&M for sure.
It was giving like
crushed velvet.
Very that. And I just don't think that, like, the Kardashians are so polished. And as much as like Khloe's like the messy one, she's messy. She's like planned messy.
Yeah, I feel you.
Kim would have told her to, I mean, not Kim, Chris would have told her to delete
it. Yeah, Chris has got something up her sleeve.
Nothing is posted without going through Chris, I don't think.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Maybe they're coming up with like a reality show in the UK, or maybe they're, I don't know, something weird. I just don't think that, or maybe it's just like a whole plan to get people talking like this, to keep them relevant. Like, oh why don't we just, in it, we're giving fucking into them.
I know. They got us.
They got us.
And lastly, Kim has joined American Horror Story. So my friend did send me the little preview. I had no fucking idea what was going on. I just saw Emma Roberts, Kim Kardashian. I was like, okay, cool. I'm not really a American Horror Story fan either. But this seems like a pretty big role for Kim to be starring in a show with Emma Roberts. I mean, she has been in CSI New York, Ocean's 8, American Dad, and she has obviously started in her own little film as well. But
I think they were all like guest, like literally like come on and say a few lines just to like promo an episode.
So this is like a main part.
I'm pretty sure she is like going to be starring alongside Emma Roberts.
And people have like threatened to boycott it as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm so surprised the Kardashians have been around this long and people still have like a thing like about them.
They just can't like, it just can't settle like that this family can do what the fuck they want. But I don't understand the point of boycotting. Like, okay, boycott, there's gonna be someone else that's gonna take your place.
I think people are just like, oh, it's not taking the show seriously if you have Kim K in it. But it's like, you've had like Lady Gaga starred in it before.
I feel like they're just like the whole Kardashian, I always fucking preface before I start talking about the Kardashians, I'm no Kardashian fan, but I do feel like there is just a certain other type of like whole like hate and dynamic that goes into the Kardashians because they're like, even though they're not new money, they give that type of new money like feel, and they don't have like quotations a real talent. I mean, real talent being, I don't know, is Alan Sugar a real talent, even though he's a businessman? These people are still like business people. They still work hard to do what they do and to get where they are. And I guess like if she can act, and if the people that obviously are in charge of doing the casting for American Horror Story, and it's done so well so far, and you have so much trust in this show, and you love this fucking show so much, it must be okay. Like, fuck.
Fucking hell. Like, if you've enjoyed every fucking other season, I'm sure they know what they're doing.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't really, I mean, I think it's actually quite interesting because it's like, this is the first sort of, obviously, Kim's like done like reality shows and she's got passed at the bar and is all that stuff. But this is the first, and she's done Met Gala, all the blah, 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 blah. But this is, I feel like, the first sort of like proper serious like mainstream A-list. Obviously, she's the most famous girl in the world. So when I say A-list, I don't mean A-list in the sense of like, oh my God, this is going to make her more famous.
Yeah.
Like everyone who's already watching American Horror Story is already watching it. But I mean like a stamp of like, oh, someone in Hollywood has been like, yeah, you're a good enough actress to star in this. Like, this is like quite a big deal because everyone always says she has no talent, she's all this, but like, it's kind of a big deal to be a main character in like a show that's that big.
Yeah.
Especially if you compare the likes of the other guest stars, which are like Lady Gaga, Naomi Campbell, like they're like big names.
Is it scary? Is it actually scary?
So I think it's like freaky rather than scary.
Okay.
I tried to watch it in like year 10 when I was like in my Tumblr phase and I was just like, because you know, if you were on Tumblr at the time, they had all those t-shirts which were like normal people scare me.
Yeah.
And I was like making Tumblr my whole personality trait at the age of 14.
Oh, I miss Tumblr. I'm bringing that back. Mine was cookiesdocrumble.tumblr.com.
Say that again.
Cookies do crumble.
My
what was your Tumblr song actually?
Oh, I can't remember. It was probably something like Lord. I would love Lord at the time.
We're two different people, babe.
Why? What was yours?
Frank Ocean.
Oh, okay.
I've been thinking about you.
Ooh, na, na, na. My Tumblr name was the letter Q and the letter T. So QT. QT, big booty. Ew, I cringe so much about it. I love Tumblr though.
Yeah.
I would literally spend my whole life on there.
I feel like the grown up version of Tumblr is just Pinterest though.
Yeah, literally. Because I treat Pinterest the same way I treat Tumblr, but I would repost so much on Tumblr as if anybody fucking cared.
Yeah.
I had like maybe like a couple hundred followers and it was just people from my school.
Yeah.
I was not Tumblr famous, but I was reblogging it. Like I was like, fuck, I need to reblog something today.
Yeah. All the time. I feel like it just done. It was so nice because back then it was like something just for yourself. It was literally like how... Yeah, it was just like a little blog.
And I think also because we were like at that age where Tumblr was like its biggest thing. We were like 14, 15. We didn't have the like money, the resources, the time, the friends, the capacity to be able to create like the like stuff that we loved and the stuff that we thought was super cool. So it was a way to like show your taste and show your style and all that stuff when you didn't have like that amount of money or like that resources.
And also I actually got to be like that's where I started like my Women in Tech era because because I remember like going on like when I was like doing it in front of my dad and stuff, and you know when you like you have all the like the code
themes,
you do all the code and stuff and then you do all the themes like where it used to change the colours and all of that stuff. Like I, to be fair, I was actually sick of that. If they had like in school, if they had something with IT, because IT was so shit in school, if they had something where I had to like make my own Tumblr or make someone a Tumblr, I would have gone crazy with that.
Yeah, I used to be so good at IT because I was on the internet from far too young of an age. So when it got to the stage in like year 6, year 7, where it was like, you started doing ICT properly and like, it was like, how many words can you type in a minute? Because you're going to have to start writing on essays. I was like going, and everybody was like, like one letter at a time with one finger. And the teachers were like, oh my God. They were like, we've never seen someone type this fast at this age. And I was like, yeah, well, my mum did not control me as a child. And I should not have been on websites. I should have been at the ripe age of like 8 years old. Did you have Bebo?
No, I didn't have Bebo. Me and my friends just used to go on Omegle all the time.
Oh my God. I haven't gone on Omegle for a while.
I remember going on Omegle like when I had during COVID.
I think I did that
and
as well.
I went
well.
On like TikTok Live.
Yeah.
And I know you got banged somewhere.
You went on TikTok Live?
Yeah. Some pee-pee.
On what?
Someone's pee-pee. On Amigo. You know how they just go...
Oh my God, right. Okay, I'm following now. I thought you meant you went on TikTok Live and showed someone's pee-pee. And I was like, where was this?
I was on Amigo. And then I met this guy who's like from America. And then everyone was like, oh my God, he's actually kind of hot. But he wasn't. He just kind of looked like Joe Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. From you.
Yeah, from you. And then we still follow each other on Instagram. I don't talk to him or anything, but he was just like, I don't know if I still follow him because obviously I've got a boyfriend now. Not me trying to protect myself. But like he messages me and he's just like, which picture should I put on my, what's the dating app called?
Hinge.
No, the other one.
Tinder,
yeah. He's like, which picture should I put on my Tinder? I'm like, I think you should put this one, this one, and this one.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's so random.
That is so random. Wow, yeah. Friends for life from Omegle.
Fingers crossed.
Imagine if you went to each other's wedding.
I know. No. Oh my God. Do you know why I actually got, I started being friends, why I started speaking to him was because, you know how you can put in specific stuff? Mm-hmm. I put in Trump and he was a Trump supporter. I was like, I can convert him, guys. I can convert him.
And have you?
No. I just let him get his little Tinder Trump girlies.
Does he have those pictures of like America, like, you know, Republican Americans when they're like in like swim shorts at like, yeah, with like holding like these huge fishes? Like, why are they so obsessed with fishing? Freaks. Get alive. God, that was a bit. Actually, they like Trump. Fuck them. Thank you so much for joining us once again for another episode of Pop Off. Isla, where can the people find you?
You can find me on YouTube and Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on YouTube, Instagram and TikTok at Looking for Lewis. You can also follow the Pop Off account on Instagram and TikTok at Pop Off Podcast. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this week's episode, so drop us a DM, a comment, whatever you like.
And you can tweet us using the hashtag Pop Off Podcast.
Make sure you subscribe and rate the show 5 stars. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo, and we will see you next week for a brand new episode. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you've ever thought of escaping, now is the time with the new all-electric Ford Explorer. You could be heading to a ferry, across to France. By lunchtime, you could be eating mussels in Calais. It's better than being stuck in the morning traffic on the motorway. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Ford dealer today and start your great escape. The new all-electric Ford Explorer, now available to order. Ford, bring on tomorrow.